This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get it going on a Monday. Great to have everybody with us. Rico in his Crayola-sponsored Caribbean green long sleeve, and it's going to be a good day today. We have totally changed how we were going to start this show. We were going to start with the Tigers. Sunday Night Baseball. No, we weren't going to do what the other shows were doing, which was just...
How awesome Scooble was.
Oh, my God! No, we had a topic.
He should have just pitched the entire game and got a complete game one-hitter.
No, because they're never letting this kid throw 100 pitches, and you know it. They got to manage him, and that's what they're doing. But, Kenny, the word of the day, war chesting. Doug Carr said it. It's law.
Will you stop saying war chesting?
Steve Yzerman is war chesting. Here's the deal.
I thought that was a city in Boston.
No, it's similar. But, look, did I like the draft? No. They took a kid who hasn't hit puberty yet off a blown Achilles. I'll see you in 3 years, son.
He'll be here in a year. I've been told that.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Carter Bear. Yeah. I don't care.
And real quick, Kenny, just when I thought the NBA draft was the worst draft ever.
Oh, we can top it. We got you. Don't worry about that.
It was like you get drafted and then you go and speak to the almighty Oz.
Heck, yeah.
Congratulations.
It was the TV people from Conan O'Brien 20 years ago. Hey, Stevie, say hello to your new draft pick. So bad. But we digress. Okay. Well, let's get into this. So the Wings made a trade this weekend, which was fine enough. On a scale of awful to sportsgasmic, it's a B. The acquisition of John Gibson is a B. It's a solid move. A B isn't bad. You can still get into college with a B.
No.
But it's a B because it was him getting rid of a guy he acquired who's dog water and attaching picks to him and taking on a goalie who's constantly hurt, but when he's healthy, he's clearly an improvement over what you have. Fair?
Yeah.
It's a B.
It is.
But today, you sold the corpse of Tarasenko, and not the Wallman way. There ain't nothing else on there. You took a dead body, you wrapped it up in a garbage bag, and you sent it to Minnesota.
Let me consider. Okay.
Yes. So, here's my question. Is something big about to happen? Is Kenny going to Ekblad in his pants? Are we going to get the moves we have waited for? Or is Steve's quote from the weekend going to hold true? May I read this to you?
When he met Will Smith?
When did you meet Will Smith again? Have some spots we'd like to upgrade. We'll see if we could address it in free agency, but I'm not optimistic, to be honest with you, because there's more teams than there are players for what we're looking for.
You know what? I'll allow that. Yes, that was that encapsulized in one.
So something or nothing. I'm saying something. I don't think there's any way headed into their centennial year that Steve Yzerman can offer you John Gibson in a body cast. And that's the offseason. Then they sell Tarasenko for $5 million and get rid of him. And they don't have something lined up here. I have to believe there's more. I believe there will be an Yzerman laser eyes move. Something's
based on what? Based on... Mike, I love you. Your optimism is so... For once in your life, you're the optimistic guy in the room, and I love to see it, Mike. But come on, dude. What are we doing here?
Kenny, is he messing with us right now?
No.
Is this punked? Are we on punked right now?
We get laser beams.
You're going to get a laser. Okay, is Ekblad a laser beam move?
Yeah. Yes, Ekblad is a laser beam move.
Jason Robertson.
Laser beam. Lasers.
Okay. I can't promise you two moves. There's going to be one. Because if there's not, he shouldn't be here. Like, why open the cap space?
Well,
to sign, what, the Compher trio?
Oh, so we're doing the, he made this move, so that means another move has to be coming?
Yeah.
Sign Jake Walman. Another move. Well, he's got to be doing something next, right? There's got to be something coming up,
Kenny
right?
Kenny wins round one.
Right.
Flawless fatality.
Where's the hockey elite? Can someone support me against Kenny's negativity? Hold on. Look, there's a lot to unpack here.
How am I the negative one here, by the way? It's usually the other way around.
Yeah, but this is obvious there has to be another move.
Oh, it's obvious, huh?
Is it?
I can't remember the last time I said that.
Damn it, it's their centennial. Come on. Come on. Everything we know about sports says something big is on the horizon with this. With the Iser play.
They got Dave Coulet to say the draft pick. There you go.
Well, it's last year and the year before that and the year before.
Nothing better than the Islanders taking a Swedish kid who barely spoke English. Here, talk to your new overlords. Yeah. I was like, the NHL is so bad, man. The NHL is so lowbrow.
How did we manage to go beneath the NBA? After that, NBA draft, I was like, you know what? The NHL might actually come ahead looking okay.
Only thing that would have made it worse is if you had Monica McNutt conducting the interviews.
Yeah, might as well have.
You realize we're not in COVID. You can be here.
This is so bad.
No social distancing anymore.
So can we get into this? I think there's something big on the horizon. There's no reason you do the Tarasenko thing without a move. You move salary in the Gibson deal. You move salary here. You've got like 25 mil to spend. Mm-hmm. Come on. Something's happening. Or do you believe the quote and Kenny? Nothing's happening. 248-539-9797. Yeah, I got a Tigers topic later, but again, you know my rule with this deal. All they do is win series, and your whole division's under 500. It's over. Start selling the t-shirts at the team store. There ain't nothing to talk about. Now, if you think we're going to touch our chandeliers about Scooble against the Twins who are up there blindfolded, you're out of your mind. Yes, he's awesome. Water's wet. Boobs are fun. Yes, he's going to win the Cy Young. These are not topics.
Well, your guy's going to be in competition with
him. No. Scooble's Cy Young Award winner.
Really?
Period. Okay. Come on, man.
I'm just saying. Free.
Yankees are going to miss the playoffs. Just leave us alone. 248-539-9797. So which is it? Something or nothing? I think there's something on the horizon here with the Iser plan. The Tarasenko trade, something's happening. Kenny is saying, no.
We'll see if we can address it in free agency. I'm not that optimistic, to be honest with you, because there's more teams than there are players for what we're looking for.
By the way, as a GM.
That's not me. That's a quote from Steve Yzerman.
I've heard that.
It is nothing.
It feels very almost Langdon-esque because it's like, why would you say that?
Right.
Just say that we're exploring all avenues, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Whatever it is. GM, speak your way out of it. Why would you say it like that?
Right there. It was Langdon. And as I told the guys in the midday show, sometimes you just got to believe when the GM or president talks, they're telling you the truth.
No.
And I think he is telling the truth because he has not shown to be that guy to say one thing.
You are all
going to
look
another.
Real stupid in 24 hours, okay. And I'm standing by it.
Okay.
My sanity is on the line.
Okay.
It's on the line.
I've seen this movie.
This is what you're putting your sanity on? Is this?
Kenny, something's happening.
I feel poorly for you, Mike.
Kenny, I've seen this movie before. It's called The End of Glory, and that's Mike.
That was a tough end.
He's just coming up the hill, huh?
I thought they were going to get it done, right. And they got to the top of Fort Sumter, and then it was a 21 cannon salute. That look on Matthew Broderick's face.
Like, wait, but we sang last night, and we...
Something was on the horizon. Oh, something's on the horizon, I tell you. Not what you want.
You know what? Let me tell you. You're going to look stupid in 24 hours. Something's happening.
You sound like the people in my DMs last night.
No. So I'm just... Come on, common sense, we piece this together, something's happened.
Common sense? I threw that out the window 2 years ago.
All right, fine.
I threw that out the window with Jake Walman, common sense.
Hey, common sense said we should bump the wings to the start of the show. I'm sorry, people want to talk about what their favorite effing chicken finger is. Hello, Aunt Joni's here.
The Popeye spicy.
Expired.
Oh, hey, did you hear about the roller coaster? Oh, here's Heather with the news. Wake up. Something big is happening here. Come on, Hockey Town.
I think they know. I think they agree with me.
They agree with me. They don't want to deal with your negativity on a holiday week. Come on. on.
Oh, boy.
Hey, did you hear about the roller coaster down at Cedar Point? Oh, 248. God.
I'm not doing it. This one flips around and goes straight down.
Have you ever gone to Cedar Point?
No.
Oh.
I don't like rides. I don't like roller coasters and stuff.
Really?
No, no, not for me.
He's a Giants fan.
I mean, I thought like roller coaster. Didn't you do the, what is that called? The New York, the thing on the beach?
Oh, no, no, please tell me more.
The beach. Where they have that really the hot dog town. Eating contest.
Yeah, it has a name. It's called Coney Island.
Yeah.
You uncultured moron.
The thing on the beach.
The thing on the beach. Yeah, in New York, it's called a syringe.
They got the rides and all that. You never did that?
No.
No?
248-539-9797. Either what's your favorite soup, or do you want to talk about the Iser plan?
Oh, wow.
Come on. I'm a chicken lemon rice guy. You
know something what? Is happening.
A good chicken corn chowder.
Not bad, right? Not bad.
I hate you both.
This sucks. Tarasenko's dead body's gone. They're clearing the way.
For future consideration.
No. For a player that's going to make at least $7.5 million a year.
He gave up less than that than the Wallman deal. They actually stapled a pick to him.
Stevie's getting better.
Okay.
You're going to look real stupid in 24 hours.
Mike's standing out there with Morgan Freeman and Denzel right now.
Can I get one of those cool little hats?
Right.
You know what? To hell with it. To hell with it.
No, I honestly, nothing.
Coming up at 2:30, Kenny Power Ranks Pizza Toppings. Wake up, people. 97.1. All right. I would say we got a couple of people who want to talk, but it's very, very simple. It's choice A or choice B. Don't give me a little bit of both. Kenny is saying it don't matter. They're not doing nothing. The Gibson move's the biggest move. This Tarasenko thing is uncorrelated. I disagree completely. I think... Right here, right now, something big is brewing because nothing else makes sense. They have desperate, dire needs, both on the blue line and for a top six forward. You don't go clearing cap space to sign every relative of JT Compher. I know what Kenny's going to say, but track record. I know, but I'm choosing to live in this world. Something's happening, and I have a fear Kenny is going to look very silly in 24 hours.
Mike, I hope you're right. Like, by the way, I make no bones about it. I'm rooting for you to be right. Because if you're right, this offseason is a success, and we're all going to Ekblad ourselves, or whatever you said earlier.
Well, it would need to be more than Ekblad.
It would.
Because
it
can't just be bringing back the 100-year-old statue of Patrick Kane. You have to do more.
Who, by the way, is still on the fence. He's between us and New York, which if you can't hold on to Patrick Kane.
Yeah, but hold on. I don't think that's it. If I'm Patrick Kane, I want to, what's the word? Wait, I'm thinking. Win.
Oh, with a team that actually makes moves to progress their future.
With a team that had a very down year last year, but generally speaking, is a rock-solid playoff team over the last decade.
What is this win thing?
It's crazy. It's where you outperform the other paid professionals you're facing on a given night. Therefore, you win.
Those are the people who are happy at the end of the game.
Yes.
Rico, we're learning. So we learned about the playoffs on Friday. Now we're learning about winning.
I'm just telling you. Something's happening. That's my belief. I need to know where you guys are at with it. Kenny says no more. I'm telling you, they're doing something. Let's go to
You're
the
saying
people.
Two deals.
I yes.
You know what? If that's the case, Mike, then I'm going to be sitting next to Kenny next season saying shoot the puck. As a matter of fact, I will get a Wings jersey and on the back, it will say shoot the puck. I'm with you, Kenny.
I don't know what to say to that.
I'll buy your ticket. Let's go.
Am I allowed?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm moving away from that one. Go to Owen, 97.1. What's up, Owen?
All right, pretty simple. I think something's going to happen. I have belief. You have $23 million in cap space right now. We have tons of assets with draft picks and prospects. I don't care about a player like Frank. Even though we just drafted him, Carter Bear.
Who cares?
Add him. Who cares? I couldn't give a crap. Please give me Keandre Miller or get. I heard Jason Robertson. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either. But you know what? For a day, I'm going to allow for
somebody,
hope.
Somebody, give me somebody, please. Listen, I will go to the Chevy Plaza tomorrow and
No.
I will have a full-on like barbecue out there or something.
Okay.
If they do so, I will.
Owen, will you join me up against the glass yelling "Shoot the puck"?
Yes.
All right.
All right. So, Owen, you believe though the Tarasenko trade today is absolutely correlated towards something big happening in the next 24 hours?
Yeah. I mean, I okay. This is my joking sense. You know, the future consideration I think should be Kirill Kaprizov or something. But no, I'm kidding. I generally that'd
Good
be crazy.
Luck.
But yeah, but I do. There's just the cards are aligning,
and the desperation has had to hit it, even Stevie at this point. They are entering.
Oh, Stevie.
They have a business to run. Okay, and I know this sounds crazy. They are entering a year. They're going to do all these wee whiz bang pow events, and it's 100-year centennial. Woo! We're bringing out all the wheelchairs for all the Hall of Famers. They know they can't be dog water. There's no scenario something's not happening.
But.
No, there are no buts.
Okay.
Can I ask you
do they actually believe they're not dog water right now?
The numbers don't lie. And John Gibson doesn't elevate you to a new level when John Gibson is usually in a body cast.
Right, but if you think that maybe that's all we need, like if you don't realize there's the problem,
no,
then you can't fix the problem.
No, Steve identified they have needs. We have some spots we'd want to upgrade on the roster. He knows the needs. They had the worst penalty kill in the history of the NHL. Big things are happening.
But to paraphrase, free agent market and trades, eh?
Kenny, get a diaper on because you're about to Ekblad.
Can I ask you a critical question that maybe hasn't been asked yet about this topic?
I'm here till 6.
All right. The question it would be, why? Because if you would have said, oh, yeah, things are going to happen, there's pressure. It's the centennial year.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Steve is going to go where he hasn't gone before. No, not the playoffs. But he is going to give term and money.
Why?
Because he knows he has to.
Because does he?
This is the last stop. If they don't make the playoffs in their centennial year, he will be fired.
How am I to believe it until I see it, and you're not? This is a complete role reverse.
Kenny, everything you know about sports, why would you trade Tarasenko in a straight, just get out of here?
Everything I know about sports, why would you staple a pick to Wallman, and then he's in the Stanley Cup final?
Nope,
you just keep throwing layups to him.
Very easy.
People can change.
He was about to go very fast.
Steve can change.
Okay.
Let's go to Andrew, 97.1. Andrew, will you help me, please?
Yes, Mike. I'm going to tell you something. I think Eisman made a great deal. I think he's going to make a better one.
What a deal. Great deal.
What a great deal. Another great deal is coming along the way.
That's the wrong drop. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Also not the same thing. Go ahead.
So you have to love that he traded Tarasenko for future consideration. So basically a bag of pucks. And I have to imagine you unload that type of money. You have to be thinking you're taking Ekblad, right? So right now, if we get Ekblad, that's a B. If we unload the nasty, nasty contract of Justin Hall, you get me to about an A. And then if we can unload that nasty, contract of Compher and maybe get a Brock Besser in here or you know, Mitch Marner.
The only way he's getting an A is if he addresses both remaining needs. Top pairing defenseman on the blue line and an elite penalty killer and a top six forward that can possibly, under the right conditions, get you 30 goals. Those are the two. If he does both of those things.
I believe he can get the Red Wings great again.
Make the wing wheel great again. Also not the right try.
You got to get your buttons right.
I know, Andrew, it's the start of the week. I'll be dialed in by Wednesday. It's okay. But no, Andrew, I'm with you. It's the only way you're going to do this whole laser beam meme thing is if they make two high-quality moves here.
Who's still using the laser beam meme?
You'd be surprised.
Oh, dude, with Cookies and Rieger, they were telling me, this is all these little Iser bots.
See,
now.
I saw that, and I just thought it was just Rieger being Rieger.
Oh, you know what's going to be fun, too, is when they end up doing, if they end up doing something.
When
they end up doing something, you're going to get all those laser beam guys going, see? I told you, see? Exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen.
You know, but
they're going to do the I told you so.
Yeah, but Kenny,
you know
those people are sad. Think about it. Where's your life at? You know, 7 years, you haven't made the playoffs in a decade. And you think because a guy actually, wait for it, does his job, right, you're the one in the gotcha moment?
Yeah, because no, at that point, they're dusting off that seven-year-old tweet, and okay, finally,
yeah, well,
I can use it.
At that point, dust off their balls and go play with them, okay? You're out of your mind. Team hadn't made the playoffs in a decade, and your GM, ready? That's what the money's for. That's what you get paid to do.
That's what kills me about those quotes, too, is, oh, the free agent market is a little dry for you this year. That's what the money is for. I'm not even saying it to be funny. That's what the money is for, is to address that. It's not. It's this is your job, dude. This is your gig. When the market's bad, guess what? Not my problem.
That's right. You're 1,000% right. But I'm telling you, not even he could be this obtuse. My belief in all of this is Yzerman thought this would be easier. He's frustrated. He knows. I think he's very upset that he's getting taken apart publicly. And now this is the last stop. They got a lot on the line this year. What would you say if they don't make the playoffs this year? Nothing. We've already established if his last name was an Yzerman, he'd be fired.
Right.
So now in the centennial, ooh, look at our new logo. Hockey town or no hockey town? I don't care. I could give zero Fs. I care about wins. They're doing something, and Kenny is going to look real silly. It's happening.
Kenny, I join you. We'll both look silly.
I will happily wear the egg on my face if that's the case.
Here's the thing. Like you, Kenny, I hope that Mike is correct.
It's happening.
Yes.
History just tells me he's not.
It's happening.
But maybe it's the 100-year thing. Maybe you are onto something.
It all.
You know, Wojo looks very optimistic. So maybe you too. And when Wojo's optimistic about something.
Look, I'm still angry from the weekend. I hate the fact they used a draft pick.
It's all a part of the plan, my friend. The big picture.
Right. Did you see Carter Bear?
We're going to make the wing wheel great again.
Right. Okay. You don't get listed as a prospect until you hit puberty. The kid looks 12. And I'm hearing guys on the station today, well, you never know, if he's fast-tracked, he could be up here next year. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Two to three years.
Yeah, if he was on the Jeff Bezos hormonal protocol,
right,
maybe. What? New Jeff Bezos could beat the old Jeff Bezos into a pulp.
You're a billionaire.
That's what I'm saying, man. He's on that ooh-wee. You would need Carter Bear on that stuff for him to be up here in the next 2 years.
That's the Bezos clone. Come on.
Okay. I quit.
Stunt double.
There's a real electricity in this town.
I think it's because people know I'm right. That's all.
Ticket text next. I will fight this battle with you.
Favorite soup. 248.
I'm not doing it. What's going on your grill this fourth?
Bean with bacon, not I actually have been partial to.
What's your favorite Cedar Point ride?
Dude? Not doing it. So we bumped Tiger Talk, which we will get to a little later in the show. And yes, Malik Beasley with his 10-step guide on how to lose $42 million in an instant. But we, you know, Doug was treating the Tarasenko thing like wartime coverage. Breaking news at this hour. The U.S. has struck Iran. I mean, I was like, oh my God, breaking news this hour. But there is a point to this.
We're here at the headquarters. Yes, I can confirm he is gone.
Let's go to Gator live at Chevy Plaza. But
there's a lot of people out here.
Okay, stop.
Tarasenko just left town. There's his plane right there. Yeah, we're going to follow him. We're going to let you know when he lands. More a little bit later on. Back to you, Doug.
We'll check back in as this story develops. So look, the whole idea is we know Yzerman hasn't made the moves we've all wanted, clearly. The John Gibson trade is fine enough, but it's not what we're talking about. That is an improvement at goaltender, provided he's actually in one piece. However, the Tarasenko thing and clearing more room? No, I think it absolutely means Kane is back, but I think it means you're going and getting the big fish in free agency.
Well, there's your big move. Kane's coming back.
No, it is not. I don't even want him back. You know this. I don't really want 36-year-old guys who don't sniff the penalty kill. And honestly, there will come a moment, Kenny, he's going to fall off a cliff.
I was going to say, he does feel like a ticking time bomb.
That's why I'm not interested. But things have been so bad here and so destitute.
So the bar is low.
You have to bring him back. But they need to bring him back plus get a top six forward. Getting Tarasenko gone opens up space for someone. Robertson, it's happening. Why? Because it has to. It's not even about desire anymore. Because it has to.
Because it has to. That's the
Mike
reason.
Mike Mellini guarantee. I like that.
It's not.
If it doesn't happen, he's going to eat a can of ragu sauce.
Oh my God.
He's going to drink a beer out of his chew. Or what is it? Shoot the boot?
Right. Out of his, yeah.
Jinx wall. All right. So let's.
Well, I mean, have we learned nothing from the Rico BOGO, by the way, from the Lions season? Is whenever Rico offered a BOGO, it never happened.
Oh, no. My BOGOs worked. They went 15-2, my friend.
Okay.
I gave out Groupons, BOGO. I gave it all out.
Because reasons. Yeah, but that's going to happen again.
You were realistic. You and I were vilified saying, God. I wouldn't overlook Jaden Daniels.
Uh-oh. What do you mean? Who do you want to play in the NFC title game?
Yeah, cutscene. Jaden Daniels is in your bedroom with your wife.
Okay.
But that's essentially what he came to town and did. Kenny, ticket text. I know reading is strenuous for you, so I'll only ask once.
Well, there's that. Guys, I have a sneaking... I agree with Mike. I have a sneaky suspicion that they're going to go get Connor McDavid.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Hey, hold on.
These are your people, Mike.
Nope. I do not co-sign that. These are your people.
They cleared out cap space.
Although it is depressing that Malik Beasley was going to get paid more than Connor McDavid.
Can we stop it?
I had to explain this to somebody about hockey and the salary. I'm like, put it this way. Best player, beef stew.
Dude, number one pick in the draft, Cooper Flagg, $13.8 million. Right. Number one pick, this Schneider kid, Schaefer, going to the Islanders, $975,000.
That's close.
The cap is going up,
Wait.
You mean the number one pick might crack seven figures?
So Cooper Flagg will pay more in taxes.
Yes.
Than what he will make for.
Yes. Don't like the direction of this. There's definitely something going on, and they have enough cap space to make two bold moves. That's from Tony and McComb.
And they will make two bold moves. And Kenny's going to look stupid.
I will happily look stupid.
I just feel like because they didn't trade the pick, this Gibson thing is a thing. It didn't cost any money. This Tarasenko thing's what we all wanted. Now, Hall is the other one. There's no reason that Jim Costa should be sitting next to him at games, i.e. in the stands. The whole point is they have the money necessary, almost $20 million in space. Might be north of 20 now after the Tarasenko thing. You got to be able to make this happen.
I know, but he just doesn't seem like he's in love with anybody out there. And that's what's so frustrating.
That sounds
because it's Trajan Langdon right as we get ready to do the draft.
That sounds like $4 or $5 million players.
No.
I want you to be so right, Mike. I really do.
Kenny, if he does that plan, I will get you the Mo Sider 100th anniversary jersey of your dreams. And I'll burn it in front of you. My point, I'm kidding. I will buy you a Mo Sider jersey if they go and do the DVD bin crap again. Okay?
What makes you believe that, other than the centennial year?
No, because everything is lined up. It's like when Rico watches his stupid planetary occurrences. There's solstices and things. It's all lined up.
I didn't really feel like I needed to take a stray in this. Okay, I haven't promised you something for the last 6 years.
Rico, it's a weird Monday.
When I said it was going to be an eclipse, damn it, it was an eclipse.
Because of things. Everything lines
up. I delivered.
Free agency eclipse.
I don't know what's in Mike's coffee this morning, but I got to tell you.
Nothing. It's just the Tarasenko move after we waited for it. It's happened. It happens within 24 hours of free agency starting. You haven't seen certain players go back, and they have the money. What else would they be creating cap space for?
So what do you make of Steve Yzerman's comments then? Him basically saying the free agency pool is dry and it's tough to make a deal right now.
Maybe it's better than saying, listen, I'm Steve Yzerman, bonerific free agency downloading. Like, no, it just would feel like let's lower the bar, lower the expectations. You don't want to give leverage to agents.
Wait, is that why they got Mrazek? Let's lower it. Let's bring him in.
I don't know what
that was.
So
when we move him and bring in anybody else.
So he's gaslighting the entire fan
base. It looks like a great move. I got rid of Mrazek for you, but you also brought him here.
Hey, the Iserbots don't understand that.
Well, the consequences of my own actions.
That's right. That's why it's a B trade, not an A trade. The A trade is give up crap, get good.
Oh my God!
I'm having this NHL 2005, the video game.
What?
Just give away crap and then receive mountains of gold.
I mean,
Scrooge McDuck jump into a giant money pool. Like,
right, but that's what other teams manage because that's what the money's for.
That's what the money's for. Which is why when I look at the quotes from Steve Yzerman, I'm like, What are we doing? How is that the message?
They are going to make a big move.
Oh, but you know what? You know what bothers me, though, is that's the message to this fan base. That's what he's telling you, the fan, the paying customer, the Jimmys and Joes who just want to go down and watch a game, is the, shucks, guys. We can't afford to pay anybody, and the market's pretty dried up. What do you mean, dude? How is that the message, I guess,
is my question. We are going to know in the coming 28 to 48 hours. 24 to 48 hours, because 28 hours makes no sense.
You know what? Make it make sense. You know what? Because why, Mike?
That's what the money's for?
Yeah.
Question mark?
On this show, there's getting to be too much of a theme of pointing and snapping your fingers.
You know what?
And
I just wanted to do it because he always does it to you.
It's true. We don't pay running backs. The salary cap isn't real. That's what the money's for. I don't know. I don't know what's what anymore.
Go ahead. What's
that rainbow bridge?
Well, no. That's where you dress up as Idris Elba and portal people to the dimension.
Correct.
Whatever that's called. Yes.
I think Steve is up to something. I actually think it's going to be a sign and trade before tomorrow. Possibly Jason Robertson.
Yes. And Ekblad.
And Connor McDavid.
No. If it was Ekblad and Robertson, tell me that's not the A offseason we've waited 6 years for.
A plus.
I think at that point, Steve actually hits the reset button, and I think we now kind of forget about what happened.
Oh, no.
And you start saying, okay, you know what? We're looking forward.
I will do that once they make the playoffs.
Right, but I'm saying until you make the playoffs, I think a lot of people will hit the reset button and say, "Okay, this is what that's laser beam, Stevie."
Okay,
no, this is the cheating ex equivalent that I brought up on Friday. Is she cheated on you the last weekend, every weekend of your life? Oh yeah, it's fine now. Oh, no, you can't just forgive what has happened in the past 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, you give them the first couple as a mulligan, right?
Why people do it with the Tigers? They won a World Series in 40 plus years. People act like they've won 7 World Series in the last decade.
That's their dark fast.
No, it's like it's a great it's just a wonderful start to the season, but like it's about a parade or come on.
Understand, but we got to get to the playoffs first.
Well, they've already won the division, so it's fine.
No, I'm talking about the Wings.
Oh.
Kenny, wow. Just okay.
Kenneth,
I'd rather talk about chicken tenders and roller coasters than moves the Wings aren't going to make because Yzerman is incompetent.
I'm telling you, you're going to feel bad about that in 24
hours. You're going to feel real silly in a couple of days. Trust me.
Yeah, there won't be receipts. I can't live in a world where you're creating cap space to sign more Compfers. So I'm going to go with this theory before I end up in Sadville.
Just join me in Sadville.
I don't want
you
to.
You can. The invite is open. Wallman thing, I am in.
I got a golf cart out there, Mike, with some cold pizza on it.
My fear is they're only going to make one move and not two. That's my fear.
Okay. Well, he's given himself an out. That's what he's done with that statement that he put out about.
Yeah, but
the
there's
market.
No out. If they don't make a major, if they don't make a pair of major free agent acquisitions that address the top six forwards and a top pairing defenseman, if they don't do that, then I don't care what his out is. It won't work with fans like me.
Where's your headspace then if he does one of the two, like you suggest? If he just gets Ekblad, or he gets Robertson, or he trades for like a Bo Byram, somebody like that.
You're in a dangerous middle ground. That's the problem. Where I won't be able to call it an A, but every Iser bot will want it to be an A. And I don't know if they don't address everything. I don't know that it's going to get you where you want to go based on how tough the East has gotten. Not only with, obviously the Noah Dobson thing was top of mind last week, but Kenny, worst penalty kill in the history of the sport, goaltending issues, defensive responsibility issues, and just a complete lack of scoring punch up front. That's a lot to handle. He had to address all three. Now, you've upgraded the goaltending, provided Gibson stays healthy. The other two must be addressed. And if he doesn't,
I'll meet you in the middle. I think best case scenario is that they make one big splashy move.
You said
and then
nothing.
A depth piece.
No, you said nothing.
Well, I think it's nothing. But if you want to do this whole fantasy land routine of, they're going to fix everything because they have to.
You know what's disappointing is that the Hockey Elite are nowhere to back me up. I mean, you've done a full John Cena heel turn, and yet where's the Hockey Elite to back me up? Oh, no, but say one thing they don't like, and then they crawl up your ass.
Which is surprising, because the slander I've received over the weekend is shocking.
Well, we're going to get to that at 4. You have the cookies feedback and yours. The mean tweets?
Cookies, mine. I got some DMs that were shared my way. A lot of stuff.
It's
pretty gross online. You're right for not being on Twitter.
You're insane for doing it, but that's fine.
I use it for information only.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we know what that's about. 248-539-9797.
You know what?
Hope you die on that hill.
All right, let's get all the football you need. There was actually a major trade in the NFL, or depending how it was reported, two of them between the same two teams. It's football today.
Okay, you know what, Mike? How about we just jump right into the trade between the Steelers and the Dolphins. Pittsburgh receives Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, tight end, and the Dolphins get Minka Fitzpatrick and a fifth-round pick in 2027.
It's crazy. I mean,
did any team win this trade?
That's tough, man. Do I get Jalen Ramsey engaged? Do I get the guy who wants to play, or do I get the malcontent? Now, Jonnu Smith, look, you add him to Freiermuth, a couple of nice tight ends there for Aaron Rodgers. It's just weird for the Steelers to be going all in when they should be rebuilding. For Miami, they didn't want to pay Jalen Ramsey. He did not want to be a Miami Dolphin anymore. So they went out and reacquired guy they drafted and traded. It is a bizarre trade. I think it works for both teams at a certain level, but I don't think it greatly changes the trajectory of either
team. Yeah, because Minka Fitzpatrick, I was like, wait, was he not happy in Pittsburgh?
Oh, no. No, they just launched him out of a cannon. And look, he's a good player, but you know what he's not going to do? He's not going to stop the run. He's not going to line up at defensive tackle. Miami's D-line is atrocious. So, Rico, it's just one of those, you know, Michael Jordan security guard trades.
Okay.
Flipping quarters. Sure.
Let's stay with the Steelers.
A lot of Steelers.
Multiple reports coming out that multiple teams are interested in Steelers star T.J. Watt. He's unhappy.
We're doing this again.
He is the latest in a long line of rush edge defenders who are unhappy. Is he just going to pimp the Steelers for more money, or does he really want to be moved?
After what Myles Garrett pulled off, where he lit the house on fire, walked away, didn't apologize for it, and then farted in front of the cameras, only to go back to Cleveland and get paid a king's ransom, I'm going to go ahead with the pimpage. I think he's going to roll in with a chalice and a cane and some platform shoes like 1973.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really wish David was here for this, because this both involves his team.
Again, their issues, they don't want to pay him deep into his 30s, but yet all he does is go out and kill, and he is the face of that franchise. So there would be a revolt in Pittsburgh if they didn't pay him.
So you think he is going back to Pittsburgh?
Yes, and not pimpage.
Kenny, would you like to chime in?
Oh, I agree completely. I too am bummed out that David is not here to relay his feelings on the matter.
I know. Because
David would be acting like Wayne Brady in the Chappelle skit if he were here.
All right, because
he'd be furious.
I want to get your opinion on something.
Sure.
Let's just ride the Steeler train one more time.
Why?
Because Ben Roethlisberger came out and said something that I didn't think it was debatable, but some people have it debatable, saying in his prime, he would rather have Aaron Rodgers than Patrick Mahomes. Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers in his prime or Mahomes?
Honestly,
in his prime?
Look, Rodgers' prime, now it's terrible to say this, is 7 or 8 years ago, but he had seasons of like 50 touchdowns and 3 picks. They just didn't do enough. They didn't spend enough. They weren't aggressive enough. The difference is Mahomes has won the biggest games. Mahomes would have another Super Bowl if D4 didn't line up offsides. I can't say I agree with it, because Mahomes, chips down, has won those games, and Rodgers didn't. So I'll stay with Mahomes.
Kenny?
I lean Mahomes. Rodgers had some spectacular seasons. I mean, obviously, as a Lions fan, he terrorized me for quite some time, but maybe it's recency bias, too. I'll admit that, but I lean Mahomes.
All right. Some more NFL news, guys. Going into this season, I'm going to give you a list of players, and we're going to say whether this will be their final year or not. Because we just finished talking about Aaron Rodgers. Is this it for Aaron Rodgers, or will he find a way to milk this for one more year?
No, this is it.
This is it?
This is it. Plus, he already pulled the fake marriage thing off. What will he have up his sleeve next year? Fake his own death?
You know what? I can see that. Change his name.
He'll be the guy who leaves for Uzbekistan without telling his family.
He'll pull a Bobby Valentine.
Now, this is it. I'm not even convinced he finishes the season.
Really?
Okay. He might get his head taken off.
Travis Kelce.
Why?
Is this his final season?
Yes. 100%.
Goes on tour?
I think Taylor will make him retire. Yeah, I think it's over. There's no way they're not getting married and it's going to be the end. Plus,
she's going to pull a Giselle and say, hey, you need to retire?
No, it's just, look, I laughed. I read an article last week when it was like, oh, Travis Kelce and changing his body. And I'm like, looks like he drives an Astro van. Like, I'm sorry, but this is not.
It's probably because he came in under. I mean, he was not in shape to start the year off last year.
Rico, he's old. And guess what? It's rare for someone to be one of these physical freak shows like James Harrison. You know, that guy looked like Terry Crews in his later years.
He still could play.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen.
But that's rare.
Yes.
A LeBron is rare.
Right.
Travis Kelce looks like someone who helps you paint your fence on a Sunday afternoon for a six-pack. Neighbor Travis.
Hanging out with Jeremy Otto.
Hi, diddly-do, neighbor.
Kenny Travis Kelce.
I'm on the opposite side of that one. I think the longer he's in the media, the more him and Taylor can play in terms of attention. So, yeah, I'll say he's
Jeremy Otto, right. Lord of the cargo short.
All right.
I diddly do.
Next name. Will they retire or will they play another season? Matthew Stafford.
Play another season. Still playing at a really high level, and I think that football team with a young, cheap, talented defense, I think they're going to make some noise. I think he will play past this season.
The only thing that would stop him for me would be health. If he can stay healthy, then yeah, he's going to play.
See, I do wonder if they win the Super Bowl, do you just...
Well, you're adding caveats now. You're mean.
I'm not mean. Okay, next name.
The question midstream.
Calais Campbell.
Last season? This is the last stop.
Levante David.
Last season. Teams move on from old linebackers.
Yeah.
I'll say last season.
Okay. Trent Williams.
Not last season.
Really?
You'll beg and plead and keep him.
37.
Okay, last season. I don't know. He's okay. So good still.
He is. But it's one of those, when do you finally replace him or do you just let him hang on? Bobby Wagner.
Not last season. Supercomputer. Still playing at a high level.
Two more. Kirk Cousins.
I don't know if he's playing this season. So last season. I could easily see him grilling steak on foil like the maniac that he is.
That was not a good look for him.
Neither was the Bible story after losing a playoff game.
Okay, there's always time for the Bible.
I needed Kirk in the backyard slamming a bottle of whiskey because he let Danny Dimes burn his house down. Instead, he was Jeremy Otto. Hi, diddly-do, family. How was everyone's day? You just lost a home playoff game, ass. Act like it.
He said that family first, and yeah. He meant it.
Right.
Final one, Russell Wilson.
Oh, last season, for sure. He's here for five games, and then he will go into vapor. There's just no way, man. What? The Giants will be 0-5. The calls for Jackson Dart will become insane. People don't realize Jackson Dart's going to be terrible.
Is there any way that the Giants could, because every year there's that worst to first team.
Yeah.
Any way that could be the Giants?
If their defense... Okay, do you remember the Bears defense of like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago where they scored like 80 touchdowns?
Yeah.
And they just killed everybody? It might have been the year they had the double doink. Like if the Giant defense is that, where they've created this wrecking crew up front and Abdul Carter's Micah Parsons and Dexter Lawrence remains the best interior lineman in football. Thibodeau explodes. Brian Burns is... Hey, if... Anything's possible, but man.
But not probable.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Okay, just curious.
I'll be shocked if they win 6-7 games.
That's your NFL Blitz, 97.1.